Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Gene Siciliano was here. Gene's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Western Management Associates. He's the guy who's provides CFOs for rent for people out there who need high-powered chief financial officers on a part-time basis. CFOForRent.com is his website. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager and others. And he's our good friend Gene. We're talking about when your controller is not your controller, how you can get yourselves upside down by either mostly by expecting something from somebody who's not qualified to do what you want them to do, right?
That's right. That's right.
What else do we need to know about this?
What you need to know first is to recognize when your controller is not your controller, because you got to recognize the problem before you can decide to address it.
I don't know how many times I've seen this. Really, I'm serious. I don't know how many times I've walked into an organization that was literally let me put it this way: the reason I was called in was because they were in deep trouble, and when I asked them, you know, about their records, you know, I was shown to somebody who looked like they were about ready to commit suicide. They were so frazzled, and they obviously were being expected to do things that they couldn't do.
So you can imagine in my business when I get called in how often that happens, almost 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what to look for to say, okay, I didn't get what I thought I got. Your financial reports are late. They have errors in them. You ask questions about them. They have to go back and dig into and find the answers to your questions. They're always behind in meeting their targets. When you say, I would like to understand what this number is about, you got to tell them what the financial analysis ought to look like. Nobody asks your controller questions because they don't get answers that make sense to them.
Right.
Your controller talks in. I mean,
they turn so surly, nobody wants to ask them a question because they get their head bit off.
And they do that
as a defense mechanism.
Very often, that's right. Don't ask me a question because I'm not going to know the answer. So if I get you to not ask the question, I'm ahead of the game.
That's
true. So, you know, so if you have those kinds of situations, you got to say to yourself, what do I do? Okay, I'm literally looking at this with a cold, clear eyes, and I see I didn't get a controller. What do you do? First, you got three choices. One is live with it. Two is you make a change, and you say, okay, how do I make a change? First thing to do, because it's always painful to hire and fire, first thing you do is try to see if this person you have can come up to snuff.
Right. Can we provide them some education? Can we send them to class? Can we bring somebody in?
Yep.
Whatever it takes, right? Because it absolutely is proper. In fact, it's almost certainly not their fault. Right?
It isn't about fault. It really isn't about fault. It's about, here's our situation. How do we fix it? Mm-hmm. And if they are capable of doing this but have just settled into giving you only what you need, maybe you can turn them around by letting them recognize that if they don't do A, B, and C, which they haven't been doing in the past, their job is at risk, and you would help them relocate to another job. They may very well come up to the task.
The ones you got to get rid
of,
the ones you can't redeem and the ones you got to get rid of almost every time are the ones that hold you hostage. They find a way to hold your finances, your records hostage because they're so paranoid. They don't realize if they just come clean, they probably could get help and wouldn't have to live like this. But they get so paranoid thinking that they're really supposed to be doing the job that they wind up holding you hostage. And I've seen people like that take a company down. You have too.
Yeah, actually, that's a good observation, Jim. That sometimes they do that from day one almost, because they know that they can't do what they should do, and mm-hmm. so protecting their job becomes the job one.
Let me tell you one. Let me tell you another scenario, Gene. A lot of times, this person is a family member.
Oh, that's
and
that
that's
is an
that really gets dicey
difficulty.
When that happens.
Yeah, that's and that makes it harder to fix it. It doesn't change the solution that you should follow.
Right.
It makes it harder to follow that solution.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but
hard decisions have to be made when that happens.
It is critical to the success of the company that you have numbers you can rely on,
mm-hmm.
that you can count on. You have somebody who is backing those numbers up, is helping you understand why your budget is out of kilter, why your financials are so late, why the banker won't give you that loan because he doesn't trust your numbers and yet you think they're great. You really have to look at that with a clear set of eyes and say, okay, I have to do something differently. Can mm-hmm. my controller do it for me? And if they can't, what's my next step?
And it could mean that you bring in help. It could mean you replace them. It could mean you educate them. It could mean you bring in somebody, you hire somebody over the existing person, which we probably would welcome. Or it could be that you outsource it, right? Like to your company.
All possibilities for sure. We put part-time controllers in place to fill that kind of a gap. We coach controllers who are in place to try to grow them up,
yep.
if possible.
Yep.
We help companies find new controllers if the old one really wasn't one.
Yep. Hold on. CFOForRent.com, right?
That's right.
More of this wisdom from our good friend Gene Siciliano after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.